The legislature voted to override Governor McDonnell's veto of a bill that would raise the cap on medical malpractice payouts by $50,000 annually. State law currently caps the maximum payout a jury can award in a malpractice case to $2 million. Republican Delegate Dave Albo of Fairfax is the bill's patron.
The reason the cap exists is because we don't want what they call a runaway jury to give $4 million to someone who really, something bad happened, but they're really not hurt. The bad part about a cap is that it also affects the people who have to live with this injury for the rest of their life. $2 million for someone who's in a persistent vegetative state does not go a very long way and runs out in a few years. And the big issue here also is that medical inflation is about 10-12% per year right now. So you have two camps. You have the lawyers and the patients who don't like caps. You have doctors and hospitals who like caps because they want to make sure that you don't have runaway verdicts for people who really weren't hurt. This issue has been a caustic fight for years and years and years and years. And the doctors and the hospitals, the lawyers, all agreed on the bill you have before you.
The House voted 93-7 and the Senate 29-11 in favor of overturning the veto. In his budget amendments, Governor McDonnell once again put public broadcasting on the chopping block, calling for the total elimination of state funds. Democratic Delegate Ward Armstrong of Henry County.
George Washington had the U.S. government appropriate funding to provide postage, government money, tax dollars, for the dissemination of newspapers. Now, never could the Founding Fathers have envisioned television or radio or the funding of PBS, but clearly he envisioned that it was important for government to provide information to the electorate, even if it was at government expense. PBS funding has been cut 60% in recent years. One of the things in studying this issue I didn't know, that stations provide enormous amount of content cross-referenced to the standards of learning and are used by teachers to enhance the classroom experience. Teachers are afforded opportunities for training through workshops and online courses. Public broadcasting provides a cost-effective way for teachers to receive technical training and to learn how to apply media in the classroom.
Republican Delegate Bill Janis of Henrico.
When everything is a core function of government, nothing is a core function of government. And if the budget is about anything, it's about trying to come up with priorities on how we're going to spend finite resources that are available to us because of the resources and the revenues available to us. And you have to make choices. And money spent on PBS is money spent on 100 other things that we might like to choose to spend it on. And we just don't have the money to do this anymore. When you've got cable television, when you've got satellite television, when you've got a variety of other resources.
The House voted 61-39 to accept the governor's proposal to defund public broadcasting, while the Senate voted 27-13 to reject it. As both chambers must approve a governor's amendment, the proposal is now dead for the year. Both chambers voted to reject changes to a bill that mandates businesses that employ more than 50 people provide health insurance plans that cover autism treatment for young children. The governor had attempted to weaken the bill and lessen the economic impact on employers. The legislature upheld McDonnell's veto of a bill to mandate 150 hours a week of physical education in public schools, which the governor said would be an expensive, unfunded mandate for localities to implement. After passing the House on a largely party-line vote, Senate Democrats failed to kill a bill that was amended to prohibit private health insurance companies participating in the new state health exchange from covering abortion services. The amendment passed as two of the Senate's 22 Democrats broke ranks to vote with the 18 Republicans in the minority, causing a tie vote broken by Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, who supported the restrictions. And finally, the House has approved its controversial redistricting plan, 86-8. The Senate will meet tomorrow to debate theirs, but the process is expected to stretch into next week. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.